Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 Till, that's a little ZZ Top bringing us back. Little band from Texas, that's called Rough Boy. That's one of their great songs, one of their great ballads. Thanks for, they don't have many ballads, by the way, but that's a good one. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always, having a great visit with our good friend Tony Paradiso. Tony, thanks again for hanging out with us. And by the way, folks, Tony's book is called The Management Mind Field. And your column, Tony, is, I know it's at least one of the local papers. I know you're working on probably some other folks taking it different places. You want to tell us how we can find the things you write?
Yeah, it's published every Sunday, and it's you can get it online at the www.nashuatelegraph.com.
All right, that's the name of the...
N-A-S-H-U-A, telegraph, all one word, .com. And it's, and I write about a lot of things, but mostly, you know, macro environment, a lot with political issues these days because they're so intertwined, and ways to fix things. But and I'm hoping to get the column syndicated and get it out to more people because I think the message is important.
I do too, and I hope you're able to do that. And of course, you should be sure to, you know, I know we have some of your stuff, but be sure to keep us on, you know, posted. And we'll continue. You can consider us one of your outlets because I always like making your stuff available on our website. Tony, what's wrap it up for us? What do you think? You got all of us sitting at your knee now, with you know, hoping for some words of wisdom. What do you think we should be working on right now?
Well, I think you just have to continue to hunker down. You know, just be laser focused on expenses. Look for ways to enhance your product mix to profitable products, because the coming months are probably going to be a little tough. Europe, as much as we'd like to say what goes on in Europe doesn't matter, it does matter. Their collective economy is larger than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And if they run into a rough patch, which they are going to, we will probably go into a double dip. So I am expecting a recessionary period next year.
Wow.
But the good news is this. I don't think it'll be deep, and I don't think it'll be long, but I don't think we're going to be unscathed from what's going on in Europe, because the mess they have there is in some ways a lot worse than our banking mess.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a lot of issues.
Yeah, because Europe has some efficiencies through their currency and through the European Union construction they have, but they have limited authority, don't they? I mean, they don't have, they have a common currency, but they don't have common fiscal constructs, which is what we have in America. For example, you know, they're like the United States, except each state that can't have its own fiscal policy that affects the nation, and they have to have their fiscal, but it's just within that state. Over there, you know, they're more intertwined and without having as much authority, and the whole EU experiment is actually in jeopardy right now, isn't it?
That's correct. It is, because basically you have the Europe is asking the Germans primarily and the French secondarily to pay for what's now being referred to as the pigs: Portugal, Italy, Spain, and Greece. And so there are political problems with the leadership in Germany and France that the citizens of those countries simply don't want to fork over money to help countries that have, you know, run irresponsible budgets.
Right.
And so that's the problem. You've got 17 nations that have to agree on something. Unlike the United States, I mean, as much as our, you know, Capitol Hill bickers, we're a single entity, and they are not. And so I think they will manage to hold the union together, because if it breaks apart, we're really talking about a disruption to the global economy. But it's going to be painful, because Greece will default, and it's possible that other more substantial countries may default as well.
You know, Tony, I always try to find the silver lining as much as I can. And the one silver lining that I see in all this is maybe they'll finally figure out in Europe something that we need to remind ourselves over here in the United States, and that is that we need to let markets work. We need to let the government get the government out of our lives as much as possible. Quit trying to give people something for nothing, which is what they've done a lot in Europe. That's the reason the Greeks have been complaining about it, about the, you know, some of the cutbacks, and just get back to letting the marketplace do what it does. I'm hoping that Europe will find that, will learn that lesson. That could be one of the good things about this.
Well, I don't think they have any choice. The good news for the small business owner is this is going to impact the small business owner a lot less than it's going to impact the multinational.
Absolutely. Well said, Tony. Hey, Tony, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Tony Paradiso, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.